Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q2 FY23 IIFL Securities Earnings Conference Call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to the Managing Director, Mr. R. Venkataraman. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, friends. At the outset, I take this opportunity to wish all of you a very happy Diwali and best wishes for a very prosperous new year. I am R. Venkataraman. I am the Chairman and Managing Director of IIFL Securities, and along with me are my colleagues, Ronak, who is the CFO, and Veena Sri, who looks after investor relations, the entire IIFL Group. Thank you for joining the second quarter FY23 analyst call. I hope all your near and dear ones continue to remain safe. Just as we seem to have come out of the COVID pandemic, the world has entered into a volatile phase once again, this time driven by economic and geopolitical events which are affecting market sentiment. We are also entering into an era of high interest rates, which central bankers across the globe are doing to rein in inflation. Although Indian markets have shown resilience till now, external shocks may keep the market volatile. Broking as a business has started gaining momentum, and also IPO activities have picked up as stock markets are stable. Our strategy continues to be built on research, technology, and talent. We have an edge in capital markets because of our research and understanding of economy and corporates that helps our business lines, since all our business lines are centered around capital markets. We have three revenue streams: retail broking targeted at affluent tech-savvy customers, where we offer not only broking but other products like mutual funds, insurance, PMS on an open architecture model. The other is institutional broking. We are one of the leading domestic institutional brokers. Third is investment banking, where we are focused on the equity capital markets. Coming to the September 30th numbers, consolidated revenues for the quarter came at 323 crores, up 10% quarter-on-quarter. Quarter-on-quarter growth has been in brokerage 12%. We have brokerage income was roughly about 162.3 crores. Distribution income again increased 33% on a quarter-on-quarter basis to 54 crores. Investment banking declined 16%, 24 crores against 29 crores in the previous quarter. That is simply because of the nature of the business, because the income is booked when deals are closed. On a year-on-year basis, brokerage income has increased 14% and distribution income has increased 6%. Investment banking again has decreased because if you remember, the last year quarter was quite good. Other income has increased by 100% quarter-on-quarter and at about 6.8%, and it has decreased 65% year-on-year basis. Coming to expenses, I think the big expenses was flat, which is employee cost was flat on a quarter-on-quarter basis, but has increased 17% on year-on-year basis because of increase in headcount as well as increase in normal pay hikes which happened last year, which happened during the course of the year, sorry. Finance cost at 19 crores, flat quarter-on-quarter, reduced 37% on year-on-year basis simply because of last year we had borrowed highly for IPO funding. This year, this line item was not there. Admin cost is 123 crores, which is increased 11% quarter-on-quarter, 23% year-on-year, primarily because of sub-brokerage payouts as well as increase in technology and marketing costs. Assets under management and custody stood at 118,000 crores. Average turnover for the quarter was 135,000 crores, BSE and NSE combined, which was 1,700 crores in cash and about 133,000 crores in derivatives. Previous quarter was 126,000 crores, which was 1,500 crores in the cash segment and 125,000 crores in the derivatives segment. With this, I've come to the end of my remarks, and I'll answer any questions that you may have. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Dhwanil Shah from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Venkat sir, this is Prayesh Jain from Motilal Oswal. So just a couple of questions. Firstly, it's more on the industry front. So firstly, you know, what happened at the time of the payouts, you know, that changed, the rule change? Did we face any challenges out there, or how was the thing implemented?
Prayesh, thank you. This payout of money which happened in the, I think, October 9th.
7th October.
I think this was an industry-wide phenomena and it happened smoothly. So I think that although everybody was fearing that the banking system will come under load, but I think all, even currently, almost all brokers that have the technology systems in place, and this payout happened smoothly. I don't think there's a big challenge. Ronald,
yes,
anything?
Yes.
It happened smoothly.
Payout was happened smoothly.
Okay. And within how much time the customer's money would have come back to us?
That's a good question. I think money slowly is coming back.
It took
almost 3-4 days to come back.
So 80-85% would have come back in 3-4 days. That is the right...
No. I think by now 80-85% would have come back.
We have received 80-85%.
By now 85% has come back. But in the first 2 days, I think the number would have been close to 40-50% instead of 80%.
Okay.
If you are asking the question was that payout ke baad 2 din mein kitna paisa aaya? That is the question, right? I assume that is our question.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Answer. How many of your customers would have chosen 1 month versus 3 months payout?
No idea.
Mostly many of the clients are on the 3 months only. Very few numbers are on monthly settlement.
Okay.
Many of them have updated on the quarterly settlement to keep their funds.
Okay. And so quarterly settlement is somewhere where we would be earning higher float income, right? So is there a threat that the float income would reduce substantially going ahead? Because
see, my guess is that what you say is directionally correct. So float, there is a probability of reduction of float income for sure.
But due to increase in interest rate, and you know, once the year money is kept for 3 months, earlier the regulation was like from the trading days you have to do the settlement, but now you have to do only once in the quarter. So that money will stay with you for at least 3 months if the client is on the quarterly settlement.
Okay. And so this is again a broader industry level question, possibly if you can answer this for me. What happens if the broker-wide limit hits and can you do it on a separate card?
I think it is a broker-wide limit is card is linked to the card and not to the promoter. So, but the technical question, I think I have to check and get back to you.
All right.
You are talking about over broker-wide positions for F&O being hit, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So this is a technical question. I think I should check and give you a correct answer technically.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
So you are saying is that if I take multiple cards, can I multiply by increase the market wide limit? I think I'll have to check back. So because I don't know, this is a technical question.
Okay. Yeah, that's the exact question you're looking for, because you know, some of the market participants are talking about Zerodha having a ceiling in that term. And that's the reason there are some issues on Zerodha. So that's the thing I wanted to understand, whether if they have another entity, another group entity, which has another card, whether they can transshift customers there, or whether the incremental customers can be brought in on that card, and those individual customers can also trade on Zerodha app. So those were the broader questions which I wanted to
ask. It's a good question, and I don't have an answer for this. Sure, sir.
And thank you so much, and wish you all a very happy Diwali and a prosperous New Year.
Thank you so much, Prayesh. It was good to talk to you, and wish you and your family a very happy Diwali and best wishes.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. Reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have a question from the line of Dhwanil Shah from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Saprayesh again. So just first of all, a feedback that the conference call invite wasn't accessible easily. Even on the exchanges, it was just an intimation and we did not have any details out there. So first, that's the feedback that, you know, not too many people have received the invite of the conference call.
Thank you for the feedback, and I thought we had sent it yesterday night, no? To the mailing list we have.
Thank you. Yeah. And so secondly, on the F&O options volumes, you know, they have actually gone really very high and has been sustainably increasing every month on month. What is the way you think about this? Whether, you know, is there further room for growth in terms of F&O volumes, or, you know, possibly going ahead, we might see some muted trends or even decline? How would you see this?
You know, prior to be very honest, if you had asked me this question 10 years ago when we were together, that time I would have thought that the exchange volumes are 90-10 and that has peak derivatives. Now it is 99-1 in favor of derivatives and against cash. And out of that 99 is also like 90% or more than that is options. So yeah. This tremendous rise of options volume has really surprised me. And so at this point in time, like you, I'm also thinking that it has peaked out, but I'm given my past mistake, I'm afraid to stick my neck out and say that it has peaked out. So like you, I'm also concerned.
Okay.
If you ask me to take a guess, I would say that it has peaked out. Because, yeah.
Okay. And how do you see the primary market behaving from now on? So first, this half would be second half would be challenging as what we've seen in the first half?
My guess is that if the market remains stable the way they have been in the recent past, so IPO activity will be good, because I think the month of October was good for IPO activity and November also looks to be good as of now. So my guess is that I would say it won't be as good as last year, because last year was a blowout year, but I think I'm optimistic for the next 2 months.
So in your broking business, how has been the trends between institutional and retail?
See, retail has been growing, institutional has been growing. So I think the business, both are growing.
Both have seen a growth in this quarter?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Varship Shah from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hello. Thank you for taking my question. Am I audible?
Thank you. Yes, you're audible, and thank you.
Yes, sir. So if I look at the other expenses, they have gone up like significantly year on year. So I just wanted some more information as to the investment you're making in technology and employees, and how is it, like, just more details on that.
See, the bulk of the other expenses growth has been on technology and marketing. So those are the two items which have seen a growth. And so these are basically going ahead also, I would say that now on marketing, I think will be a bit more, I think that is, that won't grow so much. Technology, you know, it's a wild card, and you have to keep on investing in technology to be relevant.
Okay. And one of the slides in the presentation speaks about collaborations with fintech partners. Could you throw light on that?
Sorry?
Collaboration with fintech players. Like, one of the presentation speaks about it. So just wanted more details on that.
So basically what has happened is that earlier we used to believer of doing all things in-house. So in the last 1 year, we realized that the fintech partners are there who are doing far better job. So we have a large number of fintechs with whom we work. So I think we work with Trendline, which powers our research. And we have Belldex for Sensible. So we have tied up with most of them. Is there any specific thing you want to know?
No.
And I think this is a trend across the industry, because most of the industry players are doing one thing is that because of open APIs, all of them are, instead of developing features, you know, they are taking open API and adding features.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question.
Anyway, thank you so much for everybody who joined in, and wish all of you a very happy Diwali and best wishes for a prosperous year. If you have any questions, then please feel free to reach out to either Ronak or Virashri, and we'll be more than glad to answer. Thank you. Thank you and have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of IIFL Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.